You know, I love baseball, and that's the music of baseball. And when it comes to baseball, not all of the excitement is in the major league. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. In the studio with me today, Vern Stenman. Vern is the president of Big Top Sports and Entertainment. He's part owner of the Madison Mallards, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Kenosha Kingfish, and the Green Bay Booyah. I said Bullfrogs earlier. The new name is Booyah, Green Bay Booyah. We'll find out a bit about that a bit. They're all in the Northwoods League. And Vern Stenman, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you.
Also with us by phone, I believe he's on his team bus.
Absolutely. Headed
for the next game, Andre Nebe. Andre, he is an outfielder with the Mallards from Santa Clara College, a center fielder. And thank you so much for taking a couple minutes on your ride to talk with us today, Andre.
No problem. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You know, before we talk to Andre, just maybe we need a little background information. This is a summer collegiate league.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun to watch. But for those who aren't familiar with the summer league, collegiate league, talk about it a little bit.
Well, you know, we bring in the best amateur athletes in baseball from across the country. And, you know, Andre's from Santa Clara. We have players on the roster this year from the University of Florida to the to kids from Wisconsin, kids from, you know, all over the country come in to join the roster here. They play with wood bats, so that it's their first time in their career where they're consistently playing with a wood bat. They play 72 games in about 76 days, and it really gives them an opportunity to experience what minor league baseball is going to be like when they get to the next level, because at the college level they're playing three or four games a week maybe and going to school, which is a challenge in its own right, but different than getting up and going to the ballpark every single day. The league is really heavily scouted by major league teams, and scouts are in attendance at pretty much every game in the Northwoods League, watching these guys perform and seeing how they handle the grind, see how they handle the wood bat, see how they handle the big crowds and things like that. And so we bring that kind of college baseball model and, you know, kind of blend it with the minor league atmosphere that's really this focus on fun and affordable family entertainment and things like that. And it's been a really enjoyable thing.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. I've been to Mallards games and really enjoy them. Actually, I took a young 10-year-old boy to a Mallards game a couple weeks ago, and then 4 or 5 days later, we went to a Brewers game, Milwaukee Brewers game. I had fun at both, but I think if he had to admit it, he'd say he had more fun at the Mallards game.
It sounds like he's got pretty good taste.
Well, Andre, is this your first year in this league?
It is. It's my first summer out here in the Northwoods, and it's been great so far. Hasn't disappointed one bit.
What's it like? It's a different kind of baseball for you than maybe a college. Do you like it better?
Yeah, I'd say it's just different. I mean, I'd say that in terms of level of play, it's pretty comparable to what you see during the college season. I'd just say the atmosphere is different. I mean, if you come to a home Mallards game, you draw, you know, 5,000-6,000 every night. It's fun just playing in front of a big crowd. That's something I've never done in my life. And then, you know, the team's awesome. They're winning a lot. I think we're in first place right now. So can't beat good baseball. Great fans. And then obviously a great team as well.
Yeah, it's a great team. You guys won the first round and off to a good start here in the second round. You rarely have a day off, as Vern said. What is that? How is that for a young guy physically?
Yeah. I mean, you're never really going to feel 100%, but everyone's going through the same thing. And, you know, if you take care of your body well, eat well, sleep well, and train well, you're going to be able to play every day. And, you know, it's a grind, but it's a lot of fun playing baseball every day. That's what I love to do, and that's why everyone else is out here.
Well, it really is. It's great to be able to talk with you. And I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. If you have questions or comments for either of our guests, I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Vern, these Andre and the players, they're not paid. Explain why that is and so forth.
Well, it's a developmental league for these guys to get ready to hopefully go play professionally. I think an easy way to explain the player experience is almost like an internship, an apprenticeship in baseball for them to, you know, Andre plays for Donnie Scott, who's a former major league catcher with the Cincinnati Reds and a few other teams, and he's a longtime minor league manager, and he's really qualified to teach these guys about the next level and get them ready. I'd say, you know, a half to two-thirds of a given roster on a good Northwoods League team is going to go on and play professionally. So not all of these guys are going to play professionally, but obviously they all want to. And this gives them an opportunity to do that while maintaining their college eligibility. So these guys will all go back to school next fall and get back into the classroom and get back onto the practice field for their college team. And so that's the reason that they're not paid. And the other thing that has been interesting is that the Northwoods League has found a lot of it's found a niche in a lot of former Midwest League towns, you know, so they're like the Beloit Snappers and the Appleton Timber Rattlers are the two Midwest League teams still here in the state of Wisconsin. But there was a team in Madison. There was a team in Wausau. There was a team in Kenosha. There was a team in Wisconsin Rapids. And they left these beautiful ballparks behind in a lot of cases where they couldn't quite make the business work with the full season Midwest League schedule. It just didn't quite work very well. But with the short season Northwoods League schedule coming into some of these communities and kind of revitalizing these ballparks in these towns that were already great baseball towns. It was really a nice niche that the Northwoods League was able to make kind of the business model work with the concepts that came together where other leagues really couldn't.
Oh, I guess they're really interesting. Well, Andre, you know, what's it like for you? How do you're not getting paid, but you have to have some living arrangements and there has to be something involved along those lines. How does that work?
Yeah, so most of our team, we're put up with host families, and so they're all kind enough to, you know, open their doors and have us in their houses for the duration of the summer. And so pretty much every guy has their own host family or shares a host family with another guy on the team. And, you know, these host families, like, they're part of what makes this whole summer work, and, you know, they provide us a place to stay. And, I mean, obviously we spend a lot of time at the ballpark, but it couldn't be done without the host families.
Yeah, and I imagine you develop a little bit of a relationship with the host family as well.
You do for sure. You know, my host family, Chris and Christine, they'll be at games and their kids, and, you know, come home after a game, and if the kids are still awake, you know, play video games, or if it's a day game, we get out early, you know, play catch with them. So you become close with the family, and, you know, they treat you like their own, so it's awesome.
Well, I know you're they're all good players. Every team has good players. You've got some major league aspirations for sure and a whole lot of interest.
Yeah. I mean, this year, you know, I was really fortunate. I got the opportunity to be drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers. And so, obviously, playing professional baseball is my ultimate goal. And I think that I have what it takes, hopefully, if I can stay healthy and keep doing what I'm doing to play at the big league level. That's kind of my, like, lifelong dream, or one of them. And so, but it's just being out here, you know, it's a great chance to get exposure. But obviously, it was a great honor to be drafted by the Brewers.
And to kind of set the table a little bit about Andre, I mean, he's an interesting, you know, player in that he's 6'6", 230 pounds, but he's been playing center field for us, which is kind of a unique combination of skills and something that's been fun to watch him go out and be able to do that. And I think that, you know, our hope is that his professional endeavors start, you know, a year or so from now, not this summer. The Brewers, in theory, still could sign Andre over the summer. But I think, you know, Andre's told us that his intent is to go back to school and finish the summer out with the Mallards and maybe even get drafted higher in next year's Major League Baseball draft and then pursue that kind of Major League dream at that point. And that's, you know, really the type of experience that we're here to provide is to, you know, get them playing every day, get them out in front of the big crowds and in front of the scouts and prove that, you know, I think Andre was drafted in the 28th round this year. Maybe next year he can be in the top 5 to 10 rounds or something like that if he goes out and has an outstanding or continues to have an outstanding summer, which he, you know, has already been off to a great start for the team here. And that's on the baseball side of it, what we're all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dustin in Madison has a question, so let's go there. Dustin, hi. Thanks for calling. We got Dustin. Oh, we lost Dustin. All right. Well, let's go to Joe in Pine River. Joe, hello.
Yeah. Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call. I was just in. I saw my first Northeast or Northwest League game this about 2 weeks ago. I was on a bicycle trip with a group of friends, and we pulled into Wisconsin Rapids with, and we have some baseball fans. We have in our group. Like going to the Brewer games and the T-Rats up in Appleton. And so I'm responsible for planning these trips. So I thought, I will check out the ballpark. And we actually got, I want to do a shout out to B's Tap House down there. Brandon, who owns it, gave us complimentary tickets. And he happens to sponsor three of the ballplayers for the Rafters. His brother-in-law, Tony, was there. He sponsors one. So we got a good background story on these guys, and it was fun. I mean besides the $3.50 kielbasa and the $3 beers, it was great baseball. I think they beat the Schnucks 3-2. It was the crack of the bat. It was a night out of Field of Dreams. I'm going back. I want to go see the, I want to get a Doc Spider hat. I think they're really cool. But
yeah.
Anyway, I recommend it to anybody who loves baseball. Family atmosphere. Witter Park is a historical park there with the Wall of Fame. And everybody was so helpful. You know, the 50-50 raffle from the American Legion. It was a night to remember. We all will.
Joe, thank you so much for calling. Andre, a comment from you.
I just want to say, thank you for having me on here. I think for anyone who hasn't been to a Northwoods game, I definitely recommend it. I think that, number one, if you love baseball, it's a great place to be. You can have fun, bring kids to the ballpark, or just have a good time. I think it's cool. I mean, for me personally, having played with some guys that, go on to play at the next level or, even in the big leagues now, I think it's really cool for fans. Like if they see guys, before they make it, down the road, they can be like, I saw this guy when he was in college or whatever. So I think it's a great opportunity to kind of follow players, before they go on to the next level. And just for people who love baseball, it's an awesome place, awesome environment, and you get some big crowds. So you can't beat it for sure.
And one thing I always love, and I think it's kind of similar to the comments that the caller was making, is that it's impossible not to meet one of our players. if you want to meet Andre, come out on Saturday night and you'll meet Andre and you'll get Andre's autograph if you want it, some of our teams, they have to walk through the stands to get to the dugout, and these guys aren't off limits. They're not sheltered. If it rains, they roll the tarp on the field, and it's kind of a throwback league. I know you're going to talk about the future of the game and all the numbers and the analytics and stuff like that coming up in the next segment. We're kind of a throwback, and the way we do things, even on the field, we haven't had the budgets to invest in the big analytics and all those kinds of things. Maybe that day will come. I think the colleges are starting to do some of those kinds of things, and we see some of that stuff come. But this is kind of a throwback league. We're going to play the guys that are playing the best, and we're going to go out there and try to win every night and put on a great show, both off and on the field, with affordable beer and kielbasa. I didn't know we were serving kielbasa in Wisconsin Rapids, but that's pretty awesome. And
you're a part owner.
Kind of thing. Yeah, right. But yeah, it's really cool to hear that. Wisconsin Rapids has been one of our favorite places to do business because it has a great historic ballpark that he talked about, Witter Field, and a city that's really engaged. It's funny, in Wisconsin Rapids, if we're losing 9-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs and two strikes on the batter, we'll have 1,500 people in the stands. And that's a sellout type crowd for that stadium. They'll all be up on their feet and they'll all be thinking that we're going to come back and win. And I'm like, guys, this is not looking good for the home team here. And this crowd is so devoted to that club. I mean, honestly, we love our team here in Madison, but on a Tuesday night, especially if we're up against school the next day, our crowd is gone in the sixth or seventh inning or something like that. It kind of thins out. Madison's different. It's not, I wouldn't say it's as big of a baseball market as, as Wisconsin Rapids is. And that's kind of the beauty of these teams is everyone's a little bit different. You might come to a Mallards game for baseball, but also for the fun in between innings promotions or the bobblehead giveaway or whatever it might be. And you kind of get it all together. Wisconsin Rapids, we do some of the same things promotionally there. And the crowd's like, give me more baseball. Come on. I don't need the bat spin. I need baseball. Give me more baseball. And so every market's a little bit different. And it's cool to hear some of the testimonials.
Well, Andre, I want to thank you. I know you're on the bus and you're getting ready to play a game in pretty short order. I want to thank you. I know Vern's going to stay with us, but I appreciate you taking some time to be with us today. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks again for having me.
All right. Our guest is leaving us because he's on the bus and he's going to be pretty soon warming up and getting ready to play ball. Andre Nebe, a center fielder with the Mallards, and you're going to see him, I'm pretty sure, at the major league level as well. Vern Stenman, our other guest today, president of Big Top Sports and part owner of several of our teams in this Northwoods League. I'm Larry Mueller. Tyler Ditter, our engineer today, Jill Nadeau, our producer. We'll get back and take some more calls and answer some more questions right here. I'm Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here talking with Vern Stenman, now president of Big Top Sports and Entertainment, part owner of several teams, the Madison Mallards, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, the Kenosha Kingfish, the Green Bay Booyah, all in the Northwoods League. Questions for him? Give us a call or maybe experiences to share. We had a great call earlier about that. You might want to join in and post your comments that way. 1-800-642-1234 and email us at ideas@wpr.org. And Dustin in Madison now is back with us. Dustin, hi, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Not a problem. So this is, I would go back to when I was in, third grade. We hosted a player. So I was a bat boy back in the day in Manitowoc, actually, when they had a team up in Manitowoc, so one of the Regional 5 teams. And then I did that, and then I actually worked with Dancing Rick from the Mallards and everything.
Sure.
And then I've aspected every aspect. I also helped Justin with photography at the Mallards games and everything. I mean, it's amazing how the league has expanded. And, I mean, I remember the original five, and now what is it, 13 teams, 14 teams?
22 this year.
22, okay. Yeah, it's amazing how the league has expanded. And that's over, imagine of 14 years. You know, I mean, it's not like it's been, 25 years or 30 years since I was that age. I mean, it's amazing how the league is expanding. And, I mean, when Manitowoc had a team, they had the team I was a part of. We had Juan Pierre played
the Skunks, right?
Yep, the Skunks, yep. And then Jay Gibbons. And then Jared Washburn was in the league back then. I mean, it's amazing the quality of talent these kids have. I mean, I had aspirations of playing, and I couldn't play, in high school because of a heart condition. And I actually had a Division I scholarship offer, and it's like, dang it, I had, I had a great opportunity. But then I continued, working with the league and everything. And I mean, it's amazing how the league's expanding.
I was telling Larry before about Pete Alonso, who's up with the New York Mets right now. I think he's hit 28 home runs. He's going to be in the All-Star team, probably the Rookie of the Year in the National League. And he played here in Madison in 2014. He hit 18 home runs for us, hit 350 from the University of Florida. And he's far and away the best player we've had come through Madison on the field at this point. But I always say that if you're a baseball fan, you come out to a Northwoods League game, I guarantee there's a big leaguer out there. I don't know who he is necessarily. It's hard to predict exactly in this game how it's going to work. But between those two teams, I guarantee there's at least one guy that you're going to see in the box scores in a few years in the big leagues, if not more. I think well over 250 players now from the league have gone on to play in the major leagues, and it's a really fun opportunity to get to know and see these guys before they have that big ego and before they're taking it a little bit maybe more seriously than they need to. Like one of my favorite moments at Mallard's game is we have a T-ball challenge every night. And a little guy, probably 5, 6, 7 years old, will hit a ball off a tee, and then we have this, you know, unscripted, right, series of errors by our infielders. And the little guy will run around the bases, a little guy or girl, and he'll get to home. And then the catcher will always have the ball there before the runner gets to the plate. And then we teach the little kid to tackle the catcher is what we tell him. You know, like, just pretend you're tackling your dad at home or something like that. And those kids will come, and they'll be 5 or 6 years old and just run as fast as they can into our catcher and knock him over. And the catcher drops the ball miraculously. And then the umpire calls him safe. And the whole crowd goes crazy. And I tell you what, you're not going to see that at the higher levels. You know, I think Major League Baseball, they are starting to look down at levels like ours and say, what can we do to invigorate our fan base? What can we do to stop seeing attendance slow down? And that's what you do. I mean, it's fun. And that's really where the focus has to be, is creating those memories and creating those experiences and kind of breaking down some of these barriers between players and fans and giving them some unique memories. And it's hard to do at the Major League level with all the money and the scale of these stadiums and the investments they make in players. I get why they can't do these things, but that's what I think makes our level continue to thrive and continue to grow.
I would definitely agree. And that particular, the T-ball thing is, it was so much fun for me to watch. And Emerson, the 10-year-old boy that I had with me, I mean, he was so excited watching that kid, the kid run around the base. It was just really a lot of fun. Dustin, thanks again. And why don't you, I mean, there's something going on virtually every, well, before the game starts, and then every inning, there's something that's sort of fan-based that's going on. Describe what a game is like, because I think you don't have to be a lover of baseball to have a great time with you and your family at one of these games.
And baseball's slow. You know, and we get that, and we understand that, and it's okay. You know, and what it does is it kind of provides a stage for us in those moments where it's down to put on a show and take advantage of that stage and do things that are cool and memorable, and that's what makes us different. You know, I think that from day one in with the Mallards, you know, the owner of the Mallards, Steve Schmidt, who owns the Shoebox out in Black Earth, he and I just said everything that we do has to be fun, you know, and if the crowd's not responding to something silly that we do on the field, we didn't do a good job. And next time we got to do something that they're going to respond in a positive way to, and we're going to put smiles on people's faces, and we're going to challenge ourselves to make it not just about baseball and make it about a lot of different things. And if you're a fan of Star Wars, you know, 10 years ago, we had Peter Mayhew out to a Mallards game, who played Chewbacca, of course, and that was pretty cool and fun, you know, and you didn't need to be a baseball fan to care about that kind of thing. We had Jerry Kramer out, the former Packer, just last week, and we're always trying to find things that connect with people, and I think that ultimately we want to be reflective of the communities we operate in and understand what matters to these cities and what matters to their history and what matters to these people day to day. And we understand it's different in every market we operate in. And that's our challenge, is to figure out those things that are going to connect with the communities we're in. And if we do it well, you know, our business is going to continue to be solid for a long time to come.
I would agree with that. You can join in, too. We're going to go to Ron in Black River Falls next. But there's a line open for you at 1-800-642-1234. Give a call, ask a question, give us your experiences. 1-800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Let's go to Ron in Black River Falls next. Hi, Ron. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I just wanted to say I'm a follower of the Loggers. I'm from the La Crosse area, and at one time we had Max Scherzer and Chris Sale on our team.
Yep.
And, you know, they've gone on to be big, big pitchers in the major leagues. And I actually got to meet both of them, got their autographs. And like you said, you know, every time you go to one of these games, they do something to make everybody participate. And it's a lot more fun sometimes than a major league game.
Yeah. I thank you so much, Ron, for calling up, and you know, I don't think you're going to find any disagreement here from Vern.
No, not a bit. And I'll never forget seeing those guys pitch. Both those guys, Sale and Scherzer, pitched against us, unfortunately, here in Madison at that time. And they were special, and probably the two most successful alumni from the league.
Thanks, Rod. Appreciate your comments. Earl in Trempealeau, we'll go to you next. Hi, Earl.
Hi. I was calling in part to make that very point about Scherzer and Sale being the starting pitchers of the last two All-Star games. Mm-hmm. Eric Thames is also a former lacrosse logger.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
and, it's interesting with both Scherzer and Sale. They pitched in the Northwoods League as freshmen, and neither of them actually had very good years at school. They didn't pitch a whole lot. When they did, they weren't very effective, and they really came out that summer and blew the league away, honestly. And that got them going on their whole career. Actually, Pete Alonso, who I talked about before, he wrote a story last winter about his time here in Madison and how important it was. Like, he played a fair amount as a freshman at the University of Florida, but he was not a star on that team as a freshman for Florida. But he was our best player that summer, and he took that confidence that he built there, and turned it into a major league career. And I'm coaching my son's 7-year-old baseball team right now. And it's funny how important confidence is. Like, we played a game yesterday, and we had batting practice before the game, and I could tell which kids were going to do well in the game, because if they did well in batting practice, they were going to come out and do well in the game. And that's how it goes, and at every level, from a development perspective, that's what these kids need. And it's been fun to kind of provide those opportunities for guys that are now in the big leagues to kind of build that confidence and improve. A big challenge sometimes is hitting with a wood bat. You never know how these guys are going to transition from aluminum in college to wood as a professional. And when Pete Alonso came here and hit 18 home runs, I think it told a lot of people that he was going to be just fine with a wood bat when he got ready to go play professionally in a few years after he played with us.
Yeah. Earl, thanks again. Appreciate your call. Let's take a call from Jay in Madison next. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how are you?
Great. Appreciate your call. What's on your mind?
So on Saturday, I am going to be celebrating my birthday.
We lost him.
I have about 20 be out in the duck blind. And this will be the sixth or seventh year I've done this, and it'll be a fun time. And, I don't follow the players all that closely. I love baseball. Fan since I was about 3 years old. And my son plays in Little League right now in Madison, and he'll be out there too. And we'll have a great time watching the game. And win or lose, it's always a fun time out there.
Jay, thanks so much. So this is his sixth year in a row celebrating his birthday at a Mallards game.
Very cool.
That is very cool. And he mentioned the duck blind.
Yeah.
And there's people that are going to say, what the heck's a duck blind?
Sure.
So, if you're not from the Madison area, maybe you wouldn't know.
Yeah, the Great Dane duck blind is a big party deck that we have built in the right field corner. It's actually made out of 44 recycled shipping containers, and it's got indoor and outdoor spaces. It's all you can eat and drink. We have over 23 or 24 different styles of domestic and craft beers available. Really good food, and it's kind of a fun venue. It's not probably the best spot in the ballpark to watch the baseball game from, but that's kind of another beautiful thing about the pace of baseball is that it can be a very social thing. You can kind of see a little bit of baseball. Our right fielder normally ends up having a little bit of fun and playing catch with a fan in the stand or something like that. And that's kind of the experience in the duck blind. If you want to get out and really dig into the baseball, sit behind home plate, grab a seat back there. The nice thing with the duck blind is that, obviously people drink a couple beers out there, but if you don't want that to be part of your experience, go sit behind home plate, and that's going to be an absolutely family-friendly spot. And really the duck blind, as it's kind of matured over the years, has become a really family-friendly spot as well. Hearing him talk about bringing his son out to sit out there on a Saturday night, that's exactly the type of environment that we're trying to create.
And it's, the netting you probably use yep. is better than what you're going to find.
We have quite a bit of netting. We've been, especially here in Madison, we've been pretty far ahead of it. We don't like foul territory a whole lot. So our stadiums typically don't have a lot of foul territory, which brings our fans closer. But here in Madison especially, We realized that we needed to bring some additional netting in. So you have to get out to the last two sections down the first baseline to get to a spot where there's not net in front of you. And sometimes we get complaints from our fans saying, man, I wish you had more seats without a net. That is something we certainly, you know, take very seriously.
Yeah. And just the whole safety factor of it. And to me, it doesn't, once you've watched a little while, the net kind of goes away, and you don't really almost realize it's there.
Yep.
So, but it's there and safe. Well, let's go to Eleni in Middleton next. Hi, Eleni. Thank you for calling.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, what's on your mind today?
Well, this duck blind. Ever since we moved here to Middleton 3 years ago, my husband has been begging me. Now, we're not into baseball, but you tell my husband about unlimited hot dogs and he loses his mind. The problem is, we're vegan now and we haven't made it out yet. So I'm wondering, if we go, is there going to be anything we can eat?
Absolutely. We really pride ourselves on having a full vegan options at all of the different venues throughout our stadiums. And I believe it's all on the menu in the duck blind. If not, you got to maybe ask our concession workers, but we absolutely have it. I think we actually have everything listed on our website as well, as far as what our menus are in the different areas. And it should be labeled as to whether or not we have vegan or what vegan options we have. It is something that's certainly on our mind. And again, you know, our job is to be reflective of these communities. And we understand there's a big vegetarian, you know, population in Madison. There's a big vegan population in Madison. And we have to be responsive to that, and something we're proud of.
Yeah. So there you go, Eleni. You can take your husband
yeah, right.
to the game.
I don't know if we have vegan hot dogs or not, but I know we have vegan options for sure.
For sure. I had a hot dog. He might like Thai hot dog, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Thai peanut hot dog. I tried that last week. It's pretty good.
It was very, very good. I really liked it a lot. So yeah, there you go.
Food is a big another whole thing that we could probably talk a whole hour about. I mean, we always love trying new food. We're really proud of our pulled pork recipe that we've made. We smoke our own meats at the stadiums. We have a really great, you know, cranberry chicken salad sandwich that we serve at our stadiums that we're proud of. We have here in Madison, we have 4 full-time culinary people that are chefs, and they work hard to deliver, you know, pretty good food and pretty unique options, you know, at all of our different venues, and something that we absolutely take seriously. We'll get you a hot dog and a brat for sure, but I think that people expect some different options and want to see that as well. And we love rolling those kinds of things out when we can.
Yeah, I love the Thai, what was it?
Thai peanut hot dog, I think it was.
I thought, I got to try that.
A little spicy. You know?
Yeah, little spicy. I liked it a lot. Well, Jean in Madison emailed that she had the good fortune of working with you when you first joined the Mallards team. And they all thought your ideas were a little wild, but she she said they were really wrong about that. So it was a real pleasure to watch you and the organization grow into such a successful and fun-filled place over the years. And she says, way to go, Vern.
Very nice. And when we started the Mallards, you know, we came in on the heels of 3 professional teams that had failed in this market. And we were at the same stadium, and we knew we had to do things a little bit differently and try, you know, take some risks basically and try to get some attention here in Madison to make things work. And that's kind of been a common theme for us. You know, we talked before about the Green Bay Booyah, and that was a big risk to take a baseball team. There's nothing wrong with the name the Green Bay Bullfrogs. That's a totally fine name.
Tell the history of that. Tell that story.
And we moved into a new stadium in Ashwaubenon, actually, just this last June 1st of this year. So we've only been in there a month. It's called Capital Credit Union Park, and it's about a half mile south of Lambeau Field. It's beautiful, just an unbelievable stadium. With that, we'd owned the team in Green Bay for 5 years, and we wanted to rebrand the team. And so we went through this exhaustive name the team competition in the community, and we unearthed the story of Booyah. And I didn't know the story very well until about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And Booyah is this soup that's really popular in Green Bay, but the story goes back to 1909. An immigrant was hosting a fundraiser for a school at the time in the area, and he had a really thick accent, and he said, I'm going to host a bouillon fundraiser, which was what he meant to say, but the reporter heard booyah, and so they wrote it in the newspaper, in the Green Bay Press Gazette in 1909, as booyah, B-O-O-Y-A-H, and if you go to Green Bay, you know, especially in the fall, but really year round, you'll see churches and schools and all kinds of community groups hosting booyah fundraisers. And they make these huge kettles of booyah, and they serve it to you in a cup or a bowl, or you can buy like an ice cream pail of it and freeze it. And so our mascot up there is this kind of fierce rooster, because chicken is the most common ingredient in booyah. And we serve the stew or soup at our games, and we have a lot of fun with the name and the brand. Our mascot up there is Rocky Balboa. He's tough. But that's what it's all about. You know, I mean, it's baseball first, but it's fun second. And especially in Green Bay, we wanted to take a risk and do something that was going to get some attention and remind people that, you know, yeah, we take baseball seriously, but we take fun just as seriously as well. And if we can put a smile on somebody's face, you know, kids up in that market have loved the logo and loved the name because it's fun to say and fun to interact with. And it's been an interesting project there in Green Bay for sure.
Well, what's next for the Mallards? What's next for the league?
Boy, I don't know. You know, I mean, I think that we've had a lot happening in the last year. We also launched Forward Madison FC, the first outdoor professional soccer team in the state of Wisconsin, at Bree Stevens Field. So our group oversees the operation of that entity as well. We opened up the new Capital Credit Union Park in Green Bay. So honestly, we're just kind of trying to keep our heads above water right now and get those things running smoothly and well. I think in the fall, we'll start kind of dreaming up what's next. But, you know, we know that we're going to kind of continue to take risks and do things that are interesting and fun, and hopefully, you know, keep on getting better. I think that's really been the mission of the company for a long time is to just get a little bit better every year at the things that we do. And, you know, I think another part of it that we're really proud of is the development of young sports business professionals. You know, we've got people that have started with us as interns. You know, my business partner, Connor Kaloya, I hired him as an intern in Madison here in 2003. And now he owns part of, you know, these teams across the state with Steve and myself. And that's been a really gratifying part of it to see these young people come up through this internship process and various full-time jobs and take over these teams and really fulfill kind of these hopes and aspirations they have to go out and run these sports teams. And that's something that I think will be a big part of our future is continuing to take advantage of all the different properties we've got to provide unique opportunities for these youngsters to go out and prove themselves in sports. Cause that's what I did. I started as an intern in the Northwoods League and was blessed with the opportunity to kind of keep on getting new challenges and things like that and see where things would go. And that, so that's something that we take really seriously as well, is kind of continuing to develop the next best, you know, sports minds in the business as well.
Yeah. It's a great experience. And just in conclusion, I think there is a good relationship between the Brewers,
absolutely,
and the Mallards and these other teams, don't you think?
I think so. I mean, I always look at, you know, a very synergistic relationship with the Brewers. People always ask, you know, like, if the Brewers are winning games, does that mean that you guys aren't selling any tickets and everybody's going to Brewers games? And to me, the Brewers are the best advertising you can have for baseball. And we're a baseball company at the end of the day. And if people are talking about the Brewers and talking about baseball, I think that makes them more likely to come out to a game in Kenosha or Madison or wherever it might be, and vice versa. I think that, you know, that 10-year-old, you know, that you're talking about, maybe someday he's going to turn out to be a bigger fan of the Brewers than he is of the Mallards, and hopefully we're a part of developing that, and hopefully we're a part of teaching the game to them, and there's certainly an intimacy that comes with our games that's a little bit different than you see at the major league level, and you get to meet these players, and you get to have these really strong connections right away, and if that helps develop the next round of Brewers fans, that's absolutely a positive thing, and we're totally fine being someone's second favorite team if that's what they want us to be. And again, we're different, you know. I mean, the Brewers are successful when they win, you know, and our teams most of our teams have been pretty competitive on the field most of the time. The Mallards haven't been under 500 since 2002, so we've been really good on the field, but we've never really felt like that was definitive to our success as a business. You know, we felt like if we had the worst team in the league, like Wisconsin Rapids, actually, I think our first 6 or 7 years, we were the worst or amongst the worst teams in the league, and our crowds were always really good. And then in our eighth year, or seventh year, I'm sorry, we actually won a Northwoods League championship. And it was unbelievable to see how excited that community was and how big of a deal it was to that city. But attendance wasn't up 20% or anything like that. You know, I mean, our crowds were great. You know, they weren't down for sure. But it wasn't like winning this Northwoods League championship was like the definitive thing that changed the whole business of that team. And that kind of underscores, I think, how important just, you know, the communities are, how important the fun is. And, you know, sure, if we can win some baseball, that makes it even better. But it's not the definitive thing for us. And I think that makes us obviously a lot different than the Brewers.
And I think there'll be a lot of people say, well, I saw Pete Alonso when he was a Madison Mallard, and yep, I got his autograph, and now he's doing pretty darn well.
You bet. I hope so.
Vern, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been a great pleasure. Vern Stedman, our guest today, he is president of Big Top Sports and Entertainment and part of the Madison Mallards, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, the Kenosha Kingfish, the Green Bay Booyah, all in the Northwoods Baseball, Collegiate Baseball League. We are going to switch gears a little bit. We're still going to talk about baseball, but we're moving up a level to the major leagues. There's a great new book out. It's called The MVP Machine, How Baseball's New Nonconformists Are Using Data to Build Better Players. And you know what? If you're even not a fan of baseball, you're going to enjoy listening to what's going on at the major league level. It was an eye-opener in some ways to me, and I bet it will be for you as well. Two guests, Ben Lindbergh and Travis Sawchuk, coming up next. I'm Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network.